It's the heartbeat of the urban world in a blend of hip-hop politics, comedy, and urban lifestyles. The Beat 94.5 brings the issues to the forefront.
She's in the know.
With Urban Affairs, Neera gives you a voice.
This is not your mother's talk show.
On the Beat 94.5.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. I'm your host, Neera Arora. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday evening. If you have any comments or suggestions for Urban Affairs, you can always email us, urbanaffairs@thebeat.com. Or if you have an idea, looking forward to your emails, once again, urbanaffairs@thebeat.com. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking to the representatives of Hire a Student Program, which offers a variety of services that benefit both students and the employers. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Right now, we do have Elaine in, and we also have our special guest Candace in, who are here to talk to us about Mingle. It's a fundraiser for Street Youth Services. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And first of all, starting off with yourself, Elaine, can you please explain your role with Mingle and why you're here today?
Hey, the reason I'm here is because I have been working with Street Youth since 95. I was taking school at BCIT for TV production and worked on a documentary with Street Youth. So I ended up meeting them, and they took me to their squats, and it sort of gave me a better understanding of life on the streets, and I felt empathy towards the cause, where before I had no mercy for these kids with flu vogs with $200 shoes and stuff. When after I've talked to them and they've told me how they were abused and all this kind of stuff, I felt sorry for them and wanted to help them.
So you've been actually volunteering your own time with the Street Youth Services.
Yep, just on the side, just on my own in small ways. And I would get little monetary donations from friends or family. And I would come up with little survivor kits, like with local dentists would donate toothbrushes. And I would put Band-Aids and can openers and that kind of stuff for their...
Because the littlest thing makes the biggest difference for these kids.
People would donate cans of food, but they couldn't even open it because they have no can opener.
Right.
So I would get these little packages together. And then now it's turned into, after 6-7 years of full-on collecting donations from companies and stuff, Procter & Gamble gave cases of diapers. They gave formula. We've gotten computer systems. Nintendo gave us Game Boy, so we auctioned those off to raise money.
Right. So let's go back to talking about actually Mingle.
Yes.
What exactly is Mingle, and when is it taking place?
Okay, Mingle. Mingle is an event we're holding at Crest Champagne Lounge on July 23rd. That's a Friday. And that's presented by my twins. I have an identical twin, Arlene, and she just opened up a hair salon called Exhibit Gallery. So this initially was supposed to be an opening gala party. It's a little small party, and now it's ballooned into a hair fashion show. We're going to have local bands from Network Records. We're going to have 50-50 raffles, door prizes, so silent auctions, tons of stuff there. So it's turned into a more of a community event.
Right, and this is put on once again by Exhibit Gallery.
That's right.
They're the ones who are putting this on. Going to Candace now. Candace, what exactly is your involvement with Mingle?
Well, I'm a radio host myself and creator of a show called Unlocking Secrets for Women. But I was asked to MC the event and come and talk about my own personal story, because back in the early 70s, if you can all remember back then, I was actually a street youth here in Vancouver. Blood Alley in Gastown was a favorite place to hang around, sleep. We got our food from bread trucks. We, back in those days, had lots of what we called hippie houses that we used to crash and sleep in. And I understand very much the street life, understand the kids that are attracted to that street life and the hook that can sometimes keep them there. But I'm a success story, and there are a lot of people out there like me who have been involved in that street life and then have found what it was inside of them that turned their life around. So my desire is to just encourage the kids that are there, that there is a future for them, that there is something that they can do, and to support the services that are helping these kids and giving them skills. It wasn't there in my day. I had to crawl my way out of that lifestyle and had to find the skills that I needed to achieve my purposes in life. So for the kids, it's imperative that we continue to support the work that's going on down there and what it is they're doing, because it's not counterproductive. It's not just dealing with the symptoms. They are actually trying to establish good qualities and skills in these kids so that they can go out and turn their lives around and maybe someday be effective in the community and do some of the stuff like I've been doing, using their life stories as a great way to involve the community in helping others.
As you mentioned, when you were actually growing up, there were no programs as such that were helping you out.
There was very little, because the reality was there wasn't a lot of kids like myself doing what I was doing. There was a group of us, but it's much more predominant now. The family, you know, divorce rate is 50%. The family breakdown, the structure of the family breakdown is much more significant now. Kids have far more powerful things to deal with nowadays than what I had. So it's a different dynamic.
So you really think that the street youth services, any type of service like this that is there for the community, is very much needed?
Absolutely. For one thing, we as people are so inundated with material selfishness in this society. It's nauseating that it's important for us to give back. We've got to find a way to give back. When we take into ourselves too much, we become sickening and self-serving. So it's important to give back. But it's also important for these people, like myself and others, that have skills to share those with those kids. I mean, if we're going to complain about them, let's do something to help them and support them. It's enough to sit there and go, yeah, you know, you guys, you know, present to the public sometimes an attitude of laziness or you don't care. That's not the story behind most of those kids. But what we have to do is become part of the solution and not part of continuing to perpetuate the problem, but be part of that solution.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are thinking, well, these kids really do have a choice and they don't really need to be on the streets. What do you have to say about that? Do these children really need the help?
Oh, absolutely, they need the help, regardless of why they're there. Because whatever their belief system is, they think they need to be there. Whatever is going on in their home, I mean, every child has a different story, and the stories run the gamut from the one end to the other. Sometimes it's sexual abuse. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's, I don't get along with my parents. Sometimes it's great parents who are caring, but for some reason, that kid can't get that message. And so whatever their reason is for being there, regardless of whether the average person thinks it's legitimate or not, they're there. There, and we need to help them and to guide them back to where they should be. And a lot of times it's listening to them, figuring out what it is that they desire and want to do inside of them, and helping to channel that in the right direction. And you need skilled people to do that. Not your average person is willing to take that task on. And that's why these incredible workers that work so hard on the street, they have that unique desire to want to help those kids, and they can do what the average person would turn their nose up at. And they do need support, regardless of why they're there, right or wrong. I mean, I'm a mother of four kids, and I can tell you that all four of my children have different personalities, and I've had to deal with them differently. And that's the same with kids. Regardless of why they're there, they believe they have a reason to be there, and that's what needs to be touched on and dealt with.
Coming from someone who's had the experience of being on the streets, is there any type of advice you want to give to those youth who are contemplating that life?
I don't think a kid really contemplates it. I don't think anybody sits there and thinks, geez, I'm going to be a street kid. It is an inevitable tumbling of circumstances that end up happening. For kids that think the grass is greener on the other side, it isn't. There's always problems. No matter where you go, you're going to be confronted with them. For children that are struggling in their home situations, it's a tough call for them. A lot of times they're not believed by the resources around them. And they don't always have the family support. My challenge for these kids is not to victimize themselves. If they've already been victimized by their circumstances, not to victimize themselves again and continue the behavior that other people have treated them poorly with by saying, I am valuable, I'm worth something. And if they end up on the street, to seek out resources that will help them. But no kid sits there and contemplates street life. They're not thinking this is a better alternative. They're running away from pain. And they think that that's, at least they're going to find a family there. And it's attractive to them because they do develop a community of kids. And there is sort of like a family for them. That's what they're after.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing today and how you are educating women in all walks of life.
Well, what we're doing right now is we're positioning ourselves on this huge project to do something in Canada that's never been done before. And it's sort of one of those projects where if you say too much too quickly before it's fully ready. But my passion is to go and empower and encourage women, children, families. I mean, I had in my home, I experienced piles of teenagers that come in through my own kids. And I even had kids that have been slashing, for instance. You know, it's a big thing nowadays is to cut yourself when you're feeling pain. And I challenged this youth. I challenged her and said, let's give you another way to deal with this. If you journal everything that you feel in pain instead of cutting, I will put it on our website and we will allow you an expression for that pain and give you that. So providing alternatives for kids. I do motivational speaking. My big passion is domestic violence. I'm a childhood survivor of domestic violence. So I myself, which is part of the reason that drove me on the street, I work together with women to give them strategic alternate ideas to their problems instead of it just being the traditional reaction to pain, but rather encourage them through my life to overcome. So we're doing radio. I teach, motivator, speaker. I'm an educator. I support kids. The age group that I work with is everything from, gosh, as young as 10 years old up until the senior age. And it's just about taking what I have learned and sharing that with other people and propping them up. Sort of like a stake that's around a young plant. You put stakes in the ground to help that plant root down and grow. That's basically what it is that I do. And then once they're strong, and then you walk off and feel good about the good that you've done for somebody, and hopefully they will pass that on.
Where can people hear your radio show? And if they're interested in listening to some of the topics that you've discussed?
Right now we're on sabbatical because we are positioning for a huge national project. But our website is www.unlockingsecrets.com, and all the shows that we've done in our pilot project for the last 6 months are downloadable. We did a show with Amanda McKay from MTV called Self-Esteem in Young Girls. It's on our website. It's there to listen to. My own daughter is on there with me as well. We've got some great stuff that can be listened to right now until we reposition ourselves. So keep checking our website for where we're going to be in the future.
What was your reaction when Exhibit Gallery did contact you for a mingle and asked you to be the host for the night?
Immediate, yes. All right. Absolutely.
She's awesome.
Absolutely.
We love her.
Exhibit Gallery is presenting Mingle at Crush Champagne Lounge. It's happening on July 23rd. It's meant to be accessible for everyone. It's something that you can do, something little that you can do to support the community. Tickets are only $10. And Mingle is there to raise money, okay? You need to raise money once you're there. So they're just asking, bring some cash, because you can support the raffle and silent auctions. And Elaine, there's lots of great prizes to be given out that night. So that's why we encourage everyone to buy raffle tickets that night and, you know, get involved with the silent auction.
There will be a lot of silent action.
There's a lot of stuff. We got a lot of great businesses.
No one will be monitoring what you do there. There will be lots of silent action.
Dark
room. You have to listen really hard for that silent action.
But seriously, there's tons of great prizes. We've got local businesses donating. We've got massage, shiatsu treatments. There, you get full haircut and color packages. We've got memberships from yoga on 7th.
Is there YWCA. An incentive? Is there an incentive for someone who is going to go down to support this cause that night?
The incentive is, it's just a fun event. It's going to be, first off, Exhibit Gallery is going to have a hair and fashion show. Right. So we're going to have local young designers showing off their kind of skate clothes and just other types of clothes there. We have all different types of people there.
It's like, going to be diverse.
It is a very limited amount of people. Wow. Tickets, too. Okay. So you got to get your tickets quick if you are going to come down to this event.
Where do people get tickets?
If you want to get tickets, you can call Exhibit Gallery, and the number is 604-731-4200. And we're putting out an offer. Whoever calls and says they heard the show on the beat, we're going to give 25% off discount cards for hair services at Exhibit.
Okay.
So it's only for the Beat listeners.
All right. Elite. So anyone who's listening right now from the Beat and they call Exhibit Gallery.
Yep, that's 604-731-4200.
Then you will get yourself 25% off for your next
A lot of good times. A lot of GTs.
So once again, we do want to explain some of the things that the Street Youth Services does provide. It's Family Services for Vancouver. Some of the services it actually provides for the street youth in Vancouver. It's like the outreach program is one of them.
They have outreach workers running around, basically working on the streets with the youth,
and that's
to help them connect to the programs that will help them achieve healthier lifestyles.
Okay. And there's the support and parenting program.
Yep.
What is that for?
They have a bunch of workers who basically try to get the youth off the streets. So they'll help them find housing, get schooling. Help them get jobs, even take them on outings.
Parents, they have a parenting
and single
program.
Parenting, like it's the same. What is it now? The parenting program is under the support program, and when we get diapers, if single mothers need diapers or wipes or whatever, they'll go and ask them for help.
Right.
They also
see,
have
that's something like just to quickly stop you there. How you would think. You would never think that someone would need diapers. You know what I mean? Like, there's a single mom who might be on the streets, and someone doesn't even think that she might not even be able to afford to buy diapers for her child.
It's tragic that she's having children on the streets. Mm-hmm. That's just tragedy.
It's true. Some of them are really young, like, say, 15.
It's so hard to imagine. Another one is the creative opportunities for independence. What is that all about?
Yes, this is great. See, when I started helping out with the street youth, I kind of felt, why am I helping these kids? I'm just sort of helping them stay on the street longer by just giving them the stuff, right? So when I found out about Street Youth Services, I thought it was great with all these programs. They teach them how to fish versus just giving them the fish, right? So they'll teach them life skills. They'll teach them resume writing, how to even, you know, keep your job besides finding the job. And with the helping of finding clothing and food and stuff like that.
And being able to work with what you have. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, being able to ration, being able to understand that, okay, this is what I have. How am I going to make this work for one full week instead of only making this work for a couple of days, which is very important as well.
Life lessons, which they probably would have learned in a traditional environment, but because they're not getting access to those skills.
There's also options for alcohol and drug program, and that's to do with the counselors.
They have counselors, and I believe mental health nurse comes in and helps them basically deal with their addictions.
Okay.
Because a lot of kids are stuck on this easy access to get drugs.
Right.
And of course,
it's
they
a great
need
way
help
to anesthetize, and it's a great way to just shut yourself down from what you're feeling and try to give yourself some good feelings, because kids that are on the street feel negative feelings. So the drugs are a great alternative if you want to try to feel better in a quick fix. So that's, they head straight for that.
Yep.
Right now you're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. We have Candace and Elaine in. They're here to talk to us about Mingle, a fundraising event for street youth services. It's taking place in July 23rd. That's a Friday evening. And if you want more information about this, you can call Exhibit Gallery. Once again, Elaine, the phone number for Exhibit Gallery is
604-731-4200.
And if you just call up Exhibit Gallery and say that you heard about them through us, the Beat, they'll give you a little bit of an incentive for calling them.
Yes.
And you get 25% off
hair, color, or cut services.
Nice. I mean, that's a nice little incentive right there. Who doesn't need a haircut?
It costs a fortune.
Hair grows.
By the award-winning hair colorist, Arlene Edmondson.
Perfect.
My sister.
And there's actually quite a few donations that have been made for July 23rd event. You have a lot of sponsors. For example, you mentioned Procter & Gamble, Virgin Records, MTV Canada, Bread Garden. There's so many people who are actually, and so many organizations who are taking the time to donate. How do you feel about those people who are actually going to be taking the time out to be donating some of the funds and some of the prizes?
Those companies were companies that had helped when I was just collecting donations on my own in the past. Now we're getting different donators.
Donated in the past.
Yes.
And which has actually caused to everything that's been going on for today, right? You know, just making some kind of contribution for where you're at today.
Yeah, you just have to ask, and these people want to help. I think they just need someone to actually kind of sort of encourage them. I just, personally, because I worked, you know, in the media business, you see so much waste. You know, you get a lot of, you know, PR gack and that kind of t-shirts and books and CDs and all this. It just sits on people's desks and in TV, nobody uses them. So I would just go around and collect the stuff. So at Christmas time, we would give it as Christmas presents for the youth. So a lot of these companies at Christmas time, they donated tons of stuff. It was really nice to see businesses giving to the needy.
Right. So if there's some people out there who are listening right now and they're thinking that, okay, they might not be able to go to this event, but they do want to provide some type of just anything to the street youth services, what type of role would they be able to play with that? Even if they just want to donate products, can they just contact the street on their own and just be able to donate?
I'm sure they could. Actually, I'm sure they could.
Well, I think all nonprofit organizations are very, very dependent on funding. And so anytime you offer donations of cash or funding to nonprofit organizations, you get a charitable receipt for it. It's a good tax write-off, and it's a great place to put any extra cash that you have. And knowing that it's going towards not maintaining symptoms, but actually trying to create solutions. So it has a little bit more of a positive instead of that hole in the bucket syndrome where everything
big
just
difference.
Seems to flow out.
And Elaine, yourself, I mean, you just started volunteering with them.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that? Did you just call them up and say, I would like to help out your organization?
No, it was funny. I kind of fell into this like years ago. So like I told you back
1995.
Yeah, when I was doing the production for
it's not
school.
That long ago.
Yeah. ages ago. Gosh, we're all wrinkled and old. No, basically I had befriended some youth. And so when they took me down to the food bank and they said this was organized by whoever, I just sort of I ended up hooking up with Street Youth Services, and I found them to be a great connection for all the donations that came in. They would find great homes. Like a couple years ago, CTV had donated kind of like the staff turkeys that a lot of people didn't want, or vegetarians and stuff. So we took all the turkeys and they brought it down to Crabtree Corner, the single mothers, different, nice. Like Dusk to Dawn, different places. So these people actually had turkeys for their families.
Nice.
And it was huge. It went
thanks
over
to
huge. Thanks
to the vegetarians.
Thanks to the vegetarians. Go vegetarians.
Yeah. Thanks to the vegetarians. All right. Yeah. So if there's any type of donation that you would be interested in making, but you're not sure how, you can simply come down to this event. That's the easiest way to do it if you're not sure exactly what steps you need to take. It's July 23rd. It's meant to be accessible for everyone. Tickets are only $10 each, taking place at Crush Champagne Lounge, and it's called Mingle. How appropriate is the name? Because you're just going to be going down there and you're going to be mingling.
Yeah, the beauty of it too. $10 only.
Right.
$10.
On a Friday night in the summertime, what a great thing
nothing
to do.
Else to do.
You're spending money on something worthwhile. You're having fun. You're learning a little bit about the realities of street youth and the hardworking people that are out there that really have given their lives to this. And you're going to have some fun. So if you're going to do something on a Friday night, it's the cheapest date.
Swing on by, people.
Bring somebody. Bring a date. Bring a blind date if you don't know if you like the guy. Bring him.
You can
mingle him right out of the room if you don't like him.
Yeah, the $10 also, it's great. You get to bypass the lineup, no cover charge, and that's before 9:30. You also get a free drink, and with your ticket stub, you're automatically entered in for door prizes.
So it's a win-win situation.
Win-win.
And the best part, all profits of the event is to help street youth services. For ticket information, they need to call a specific number. Elaine, can you please give us that information?
Yes, ma'am. The number is Exhibit Gallery. Exhibit Gallery is 604-731-4200.
Thank you very much. Just want to thank the both of you for coming on. And Elaine, thank you for telling us a little bit more about Mingle and your involvement with Street Youth Services. I think it's fabulous all the time that you take out of your life to help out the youth on the streets. And Candace, you know, you have a very amazing story. If some people need to know more information about some of the things that you've been doing to help out women in society, once again, there's a website address where they can get that information.
That's right. It's www.unlockingsecrets.com. And everything, all our press shows are on there, our future projects, where we're going. I have a love and a compassion for my own country, and we need a voice in this country. And that's my passion, to do that for this country from the West to the East. And they can look up what it is that we're doing in our projects that we're working on. www.unlockingsecrets.com.
Thank you very much to both of you. Best of luck with Mingle. It's happening July 23rd at Crush Champagne Lounge. Tickets are $10. I'm going to quickly give that number once again. If people want to be checking it out, you can call Exhibit Gallery, and the number is
604-731-4200.
Thank you very much. And just in case you're looking for that new hairdo, if you call Exhibit Gallery and tell them you heard their name right here on the beat, they'll give you a 25% discount. Coming up, we still have more time left on Urban Affairs. We're going to be talking to Hire a Student. It's a program that offers a variety of services that benefit both students and the employers. And all of these services are provided at no charge. If you're interested in this, it's coming up on Urban Affairs. We're taking a short little break. We'll be back right after this.